News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
A new obesity drug researched in Ireland has been found to cut body weight by 11%, and doctors are calling it a major breakthrough. And I'm joined now by Professor Carol LaRue, clinical nutrition and metabolism spokesperson and obesity specialist at St Vincent University Hospital. Professor, can you tell us what this drug does exactly and who might benefit from its use?
So this drug is not a weight loss drug. It's actually an obesity drug. So what we now understand that obesity is a disease. It's not the fault of the individual, but it is their responsibility, and it's our responsibility as doctors to treat the disease. Now, it turns out what this drug does is works in the middle part of the brain that you and I don't have control over, but this is the part of the brain that has the disease of obesity that makes people feel more hungry or less satisfied. And easily, if you treat this disease, the disease comes under control. And once the disease is under control, then people naturally lose weight. They naturally eat less food and they can continue with a normal life.
Okay. And that sounds marvelous. And so would we be rolling this out to the whole population? Because we know 2/3 of us are obese or overweight at this stage. Or is this going to be, I suppose, reserved for people maybe who are morbidly obese or have other significant health problems?
So at the moment, the new medications that come to market is very expensive, and therefore we cannot afford it for everybody. But what we can do is a health economic assessment, meaning we can see which patients will benefit most. And the way we measure it is, can we make you live an extra year with a quality life? So it's not only making you live longer, it's making you live longer and better. Now, not everybody who have the disease of obesity will qualify for that, but those people that do qualify, these drugs will be cost effective and also improve their quality of life.
And that, again, sounds very good. But do you see a time when whenever breakthrough has been made with this specific drug, that this kind of new development or technology could have implications for the wider population, considering, and I know that the proportion of people who might benefit from an injection for morbid obesity is small-ish, but many of us are carrying a stone or 2 stone or that kind of level of weight gain. Would it be of benefit in general, do you think, down the line?
I do think so. And, you know, we have great examples, for example, statins. And when they came out 20 years ago, they were really expensive. And we only treated people who had heart attacks and very high cholesterol. And now what happens as time goes on, medications always become cheaper. And today we are treating people with statins who have a risk of having a heart attack and have much lower cholesterol. So it turns out that if we treat people with statins in the population, we drive down heart attacks and people live longer, etc. So, you know, it's a time, it'll take a period of time. But at the moment, we're not treating anybody who have the disease of obesity because these drugs are new and very exciting. So we have to make a start in doing this. And these drugs are going to really revolutionize the way we think about it. Because, you know, in the old days, we thought in good faith that overeating caused obesity. And we tried to make people eat less. But now
it hasn't worked. Look, thank you.
It hasn't worked.
Yes, thank you for discussing that with us this morning on the program. That is Professor Carol LaRue, their clinical nutrition and metabolism spokesperson and obesity specialist at St Vincent's Hospital.